From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A white Oklahoma police officer has been charged with first-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of an unarmed African-American man. It comes after a second night of violent protests broke out in Charlotte, North Carolina on Wednesday, following a controversial shooting in which another African-American man was killed a day before by a black police officer. As tensions flare, law enforcement agencies are trying to find ways to reduce unnecessary violence during street encounters between police and citizens. VOA's Carolyn Prasuti reports.
With the increased spotlight on police actions, some departments are making changes. Virginia's largest police jurisdiction, Fairfax County, this week hired an auditor to monitor investigations into police use of force. We spoke with Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova via Skype.
We're providing some additional insurance to make sure that when an incident happens in Fairfax County, that we are really addressing things in an honest way.
After several shootings involving police, the Dallas, Texas Police Department increased training from once every 2 years to once every 2 months. Other departments require police to wear body cameras to increase transparency. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Washington.
Investigators haven't been able to question a man charged with setting off bombs in New York and New Jersey because he's too severely injured from a shootout with police. Ahmad Rahami, an Afghan-born U.S. citizen, has been unconscious and intubated for much of the time since undergoing surgery. Prosecutors say the 28-year-old planned the explosions for months. They say he wrote a journal that praised Osama bin Laden. This is VOA.